Hi guys, welcome to the 5th episode. We are finally into chapter 2 and we're on the first paragraph. Okay. As Friday paged through Uncle Bernie's case file, she sucked on a lollipop. She always did this when her brain was processing a difficult conundrum. She actually didn't eat many lollipops because she usually found most problems, like the ones her teachers gave her, very easy to solve. But the mystery of the stolen diamond was very difficult indeed. She was onto her third lollipop, and she still hadn't solved it. Friday and Uncle Bernie pored over the paperwork, surveillance videos, and affidavits from all the bank staff. The problem was that there was nothing to see. Everything in the back of bank vault proceeded according to protocol. A diamond appraiser inspected the jewel at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, then put it back in the safety deposit box. Then nothing happened until 2:17 p.m. the following day, when the owner of the diamond, Mr. Fredericks, opened the box and discovered it was gone. Friday watched the footage over and over again, focusing on all the details. The nervous way the bank manager kept touching his tie as he accompanied the appraiser down to the vault. The way the appraiser methodically cleaned first one lens of his glasses and then the other before handling the stone. The number of times the security guard sneezed per minute, and the way Mr. Frederick stood into the bank in his built-up cowboy boots and towered over the average height security guard as he presented his card with a little flourish in his fingertips. Finally, there was a pandemonium as Mr. Fredericks discovered the diamond was missing and raised the alarm. A siren went off. Staff ran from the offices above, and in the chaos, Mr. Fredericks must have stubbed his toe because he hobbled as he ushered upstairs. Friday watched it all time and time again, trying to unravel the story of what really happened. After 3 hours, Uncle Bernie gave up and left Friday to it, so he could hook to watching reality television and find out if Spinster chose Eric the farm boy or Peter the playboy millionaire. He woke up as the closing credits rolled and looked at the clock. "It's 11:45, said Uncle Bernie as he leapt up from the couch. "We've got to hide the pizza boxes, detune the commercial channels, and put you in bed. Your parents could be here any second." "It's all right. They won't be here for another 15 minutes," said Friday, not looking up from the paperwork. "They are never early or late. They make complex calculations on traffic speed based on all latest available data before they go anywhere in car." "Well, you should be in bed," said Uncle Bernie. "It's a school night." Friday looked confused. "But the most effective use of my time would be to sleep in school. Although I doubt I'll be going to school tomorrow." "What do you mean?" asked Uncle Bernie. "You haven't got food poisoning from the pizza, have you?" "I told you we should order one topping that was vegetable." "Vegetables do not in and of themselves prevent disease," said Freddy. "They provide vitamins that act as cofactors in enzyme and reactions, carbohydrates for energy, and fiber that assists ease of bowel function." "Then why aren't you going to school tomorrow?" asked Uncle Bernie. "Because you're going to take me down to the bank so I can prove you committed the crime, discover where the diamond is hidden, and claim the $50,000 reward," announced Friday. "You are?" asked Uncle Bernie. "You're not just saying that so you could just get out of taking some tests that are scheduled for tomorrow." "Of course not. I love tests," said Friday. "No, I know who did it and I can prove it." We're on chapter 3. Yeah. Chapter 2 wasn't a big chapter. Okay, the bank vault. It was 8 in the morning and the bank hadn't opened yet. Uncle Bernie thought that if someone was going to be arrested and dragged by the police, it would be best if it happened before customers started to arrive. He was pretty confident someone was going to be arrested, because if Friday couldn't prove who had done the robbery, then she was going to be taken in for wasting police time. Uncle Bernie had, as per Friday's instructions, assembled the police chief, the bank manager, the security guard who would be on duty, the CEO of the insurance company, his secretary — he never went anywhere with a secretary, just in case he needed a cup of tea at a moment's notice — and the owner of the diamond, Mr. Fredericks, whose monstrous claim the insurance company desperately didn't want to pay out. And for reasons only Friday understood, Uncle Bernie had instructed.